99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
I've been thinking about this Instagram post a lot ever since I saw it last night. It was a post graph, if you will. So imagine in your head a graph, almost like a timeline of sorts, where to the left you've got red and it slowly gradiates to green on the right. And the graph is of food mascots and whether or not I'd be able to kick their butt in a fight.
Oh, wow. How many do you think you could take?
So, okay, so
a healthy little thing to contemplate.
I don't know. All right, so if you start thinking about food mascots, like, for example, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, the little guy.
Like the mini from, like, are you talking Ghostbusters? Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So probably could kick my butt. So that would be on the
really
left.
Big in but, the movie. Plus, he's very squishy. I feel like he'd bounce back a lot.
But Pillsbury Doughboy, I just boot that little sucker.
Really?
Yeah.
We think all you just got to poke him in the belly one too many times and he's done.
Gerber Baby, another one I could probably take.
Listen, that's not even right.
The Gerber Baby.
Listen. We don't put the Gerber Baby in there. Stop.
We're contemplating food mascots and whether or not you could take them in a fight. Okay?
That's not a mascot.
Jolly Green Giant. Where's it lie on the scale for you?
Well, see, I feel like, you know, he's pitching like vegetables and stuff. I feel like he's going to be strong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's taking me in a fight all day.
Yeah.
Here's one that I think could be a fair fight. Maybe either Uncle Ben from Uncle Ben's Rice or Chef Boyardee or Colonel Sanders. I think,
yeah, maybe.
Because I think I've got age on them because they're older. So I think it could be a pretty even match.
You have youth on your side?
I have youth, but they've got experience. And you know, they've got dad strength, that old man dad strength that, you know, you never can discount.
Get off my lawn!
One that I'm unsure of is the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, well, he's rotund.
He's rotund for sure, but...
And he breaks through brick walls for fun.
I know. So I'm thinking maybe he's sliding on the left in that he's probably kicking my butt.
No, yeah, he's running you over with a brick wall.
What about Keebler Elf? I'm thinking maybe I could take a Keebler Elf.
Well, they're tiny. You could probably just step on them.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking tiny.
But why would you? They make delicious cookies. I'm uncomfortable with this whole discussion.
Same with the Planters peanut guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they killed him off in a commercial.
Yep. Yep.
That was savage.
Hamburger Helper Mitt. The little glove guy.
Oh, well, I feel like he could probably make a fist and punch you in the face pretty good.
I just toss him in the oven. Roast that little sucker.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking I got him. All right, so of the M&Ms, red M&M, yellow M&M, green M&M, I'm thinking the red is a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, I'm thinking hot-tempered.
Yeah, and then yellow, maybe I could take the yellow M&M.
Yeah, he's too amiable.
Yeah, so these are, like, I've been thinking about this a lot. Okay, Rex, the dump truck driver, texted in and said, what about Tony the Tiger? Oh, he's taking me all day.
Yeah.
My
money's on Tony.
Chester Cheetah, Tony the Tiger, both those guys, I think, have the sneaky strength that could take me in a fight. Dan texts in and says, what about the Frisch's Big Boy?
I don't know. Again, he's kind of like a child, isn't he?
I feel like
that's wrong in nature.
We're not considering wrong.
Okay.
We're just considering whether we could take him in a fight, okay? So,
well, he could probably throw the plate of food at you.
Yeah, he's big, but I think he's doughy, so I could probably just take I bet that's pretty even. I bet that's a pretty even fight right there.
Really?
Okay. Ronald McDonald.
Oh, wow. That's scary. Listen, no.
Clowns. Man.
I feel like you could probably take him.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're giving me some credit. Okay. All right.
Well, my husband's throwing out Captain Crunch. What are your thoughts on Captain Crunch?
I think Captain, you know what? He's a seafaring guy, so he knows some tricks up his sleeves.
Yeah.
I bet he could do some cheap shots and take me down. So I think he's probably yeah, absolutely. Burger King, someone texted in. Oh, yeah, Burger King's taking me every day.
Oh,
like, I feel like Burger King's doing like some sort of Karate Kid flying kick, and I'm out.
He's assaulting all of us in our nightmares, too.
I know, for sure. For sure. So, you know, again, I've been thinking about this for the past 12 hours since I saw this Instagram post.
That's
and so
a lot of thought.
I feel like I should share with you.
Can you now stop thinking about it that you've... now purged it right here and now?
No.
Okay.
This will be on my mind for the next day or two.
All right.